This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Somnath Temple in Gujarat stands tall and eternal and showcases the country's civilizational courage and unbroken devotion. Mr. Modi today performed Mahapuja followed by the Kumbhabhishek and flag hoisting ceremony at the temple as part of the Somnath Amrit Mahotsav. The celebrations mark 75 years since the inauguration of the restored temple dedicated to Lord Shiv. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, 1,000 years ago, the first of many attacks on Somnath took place. Mr. Modi said the doors of the newly rebuilt Somnath Temple opened in 1951 in the presence of the then President Dr. Rajendra Prasad, proclaiming to the world that while the attackers have faded into the dust of history, the soul of Bharat endures. Earlier addressing the gathering at the temple, Prime Minister Modi said India is moving ahead with self-confidence and that the country's cultural heritage has played a key role in this progress. He said the reconstruction of the temple by Sardar Vallabhai Patel reflected India's commitment to preserving its heritage with pride.
Azadi ke samay Sardar Sahab ne 500 se zyada riyasaton ko jodkar ek Bharat ka aadhunik swarup ghada tha. To saath hi Somnath ke punarnirman se unhone duniya ko bataya tha Bharat keval आजाद नहीं हुआ है भारत अपने प्राचीन गौरव को पुनः हासिल करने के मार्ग पर भी अब आगे बढ़ चुका है.
The government today informed that there is no shortage of any petroleum products in the country and India has a stock of 60 days of crude oil, 60 days of natural gas and 45 days of LPG. This was informed during the fifth meeting of the informal group of ministers on West Asia, chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in New Delhi today. The meeting took stock of the latest developments in the conflict and discussed ways to bolster country's readiness to ensure its minimum effect on the people. India is among the few countries where petroleum prices have held steady throughout this period of global volatility, even after more than 70 days since the conflict started. During the meeting, it was informed that the foreign exchange reserves stand at a comfortable $703 billion. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh directed the officials to take concrete steps to implement the Prime Minister's appeal at the ground level. The Prime Minister had exhorted the people to reduce petrol and diesel consumption by using metros and public transport and opting to carpooling. He had also urged the citizens to help conserve foreign exchange reserves by refraining from unnecessary foreign travel, choosing domestic tourism and celebrations within India and avoiding non-essential gold purchases for a year. West Bengal Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari today said that the state government has decided to transfer land to the Border Security Force within 45 days for erecting a fence along the Bangladesh border. Mr. Adhikari announced the implementation of the centre's flagship Ayushman Bharat Health Scheme and several other initiatives of the central government in the state. Besides, the tenures of the nominated members, directors and chairpersons of the non-statutory boards, organizations, bodies and public sector undertakings of the state government of the West Bengal have been terminated today with immediate effect. The decisions were taken in the first cabinet meeting held today after the formation of the new government in the state following the recent assembly polls. Benchmark domestic equity indices fell around 1.5% today as a fresh flare-up in US and Iran tensions led to a rise in crude oil prices and dampened investor sentiment. The BSE Sensex plunged 1,313 points to close at 76,015. The NSE Nifty lost 360 points to settle at 23,816. In cricket, India continued to hold the number one position in the latest ICC Men's ODI team rankings following the annual update released today. India's rating slipped by 1 point from 119 to 118. New Zealand is on the second position, gaining 2 points to move up to 113. Australia stayed third with an unchanged rating of 109. The biggest movement inside the top five came from South Africa, which climbed above Pakistan to move into the fourth place. And that is the end of this news bulletin.